In a few weeks, wildflowers will sprout up all over Bedford-Stuyvesant. That's the hope of activists who sowed the seeds over the weekend on untended land in the Brooklyn neighborhood. But the environmental project also raised questions about how to organize community action in a changing neighborhood.
The drenching rain on Saturday didn't stop about 85 volunteers from fanning out across Bed-Stuy to sow wildflowers. They sprinkled seeds into tree pits along the sidewalks, and they tossed pellets called seed bombs over chain-link fences onto vacant lots.
Oh, it felt pretty awesome. I felt radical, I have to say.
Holly Burmeister planted along a route in the northeastern corner of Bed-Stuy, near Saratoga and Broadway, where empty lots are fairly common.
We lobbed dozens and dozens of seed bombs, so I can't wait to come back and see what happens with those.
Deborah Fisher organized the event. She said she wanted to turn Bed-Stuy this spring into a multicolor meadow of wildflowers. Fisher, a blonde woman in her late 30s who lives in Bed-Stuy, is an artist who makes sculptures out of recycled objects. The meadow project, she said, was a way to do good while having fun.
And I want people to think about the environment in a way that is empowering and not necessarily about guilt and shame and feeling bad, like we're killing the planet.
Armed with their black canvas bags full of seeds and wielding soggy Google Maps printouts, the volunteers were in good cheer, like they were on a big scavenger hunt in reverse. On Marcy Avenue, a woman named Elaine Rogers asked volunteer Aubrey Edwards what was going on.
What are you spreading?
We're planting flowers on every block.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like other residents the volunteers ran into, Rogers said she hadn't heard of the project, but she liked the idea.
I've lived here for about over 40 years, and I think any improvement to the neighborhood is great.
Most of the volunteers were neighborhood residents, too. But they were mostly newcomers brought here by gentrification. And Edwards, the volunteer, said there was something else striking about the group of 20 volunteers at her assembly point.
It was pretty diverse, but no black folk.
The project had its outright critics. Ava Barnett is the president of Brownstoners of Bed-Stuy, a homeowners group. Last week, she told the Daily News that Fisher should have talked to the community board and block associations. On the phone on Saturday, while in the middle of her Easter celebrations, Barnett said the problem wasn't race, but outreach. She said she knew the Meadow Project had good intentions, but to her, it felt like outsiders imposing their vision on the community. Responding to this, Fisher was partly defensive.
I think that any time you do something in the public space, you're going to get a controversy. That's the whole nature of public space. Everybody feels like they own it.
But Fisher admitted she hadn't reached out to local organizations. She said she first publicized the project through a website she created and got more volunteers that way than she could handle. So she didn't try to recruit anymore.
I wound up really selecting my audience in a big way. And I learned a lesson about that.
Fisher said next time around, she would rely more on person-to-person contact and less on blogs and social networking. In the meantime, she's hoping a profusion of wildflowers around Bed-Stuy later this spring will help validate the project and inspire people to start meadows of their own in other neighborhoods. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.